Neville High School Principal Brent Vidrine is superintendent-elect for Monroe City School System. He officially will begin his post on June 1st. He joins me in studio for a discussion about his new role and hopes for the district. Brent, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What would you say is your top priority as you look to lead the district?
I think balancing the budget based on the last 2 years, the state has not increased the funding, and we've had some changes in MFP funding. So we got to look at balancing our budget. I think Ms. Flowers, who's the interim superintendent, and she's also the business manager, projects about a $4 million deficit for next year. So we're going to have to look at cutting some items in our budget to reduce to make sure we have a balanced budget. We have a surplus right now that our board and last 6 or 7 years has maintained that surplus, which is wonderful for our bond ratings and everything. But we need to make sure that we keep a balanced budget.
As far as the budget is concerned, I know there's been some central office staff. You're talking about possibly a reduction there or reassignment?
We're talking about reduction in central office and reassignment for the most part. It's not so much reduction, it's more reassignment. If we have some retirees in there, that we may not replace those people. Same thing in the schools. We have some folks retiring, cafeteria workers, custodial workers, classified. We also have teachers retiring. Is it possible to shift some staff over and fill those spots with schools that have lost some enrollment, maybe have an additional teacher, and move those around and see if we can fill those spots first before we go out and hire? And then the second thing is, like I said, looking at our central office again and saying, okay, where can we reduce our staff here? That way the effect doesn't come all on the students.
No, you've also mentioned the performance, school performance, and getting student performance up. How do you look at what you've done at Neville, the success that you've had there, and be able to bring that to other schools?
I think it's quality people. A person makes the program. When we talk about programs that we have at Neville, programs that we have at Carroll, programs at Wasserman or Lincoln that are good, I think if you look at the program, you're going to find a person running that program that's competent and wants to run that program and does a great job with it. A lot of times we've got to put people in place, and we've got to make sure that we're hiring quality people and that we've got people that really want to be a part of our school system.
Charter groups have become a part of the education landscape. Your thoughts on the charter program?
Charters are here to stay in Louisiana, and they have a place, I think, when we look at them. But they have a place when school districts aren't performing and doing what they're supposed to do. Public schools, our country was built on public schools, and public schools give children a way out, parents a way out for their children. And Louisiana has a strong public school system. Ouachita Parish has a strong public school system in our area. We're very fortunate. We have to look at Martin Luther King right now is 1 year away from being taken over by the RSD because it's been corrective action. Well, we know from what's taking place in New Orleans, they go RSD, and the first thing they do is turn over to a charter company to come in and run that school system. So we've got to look at what we need to do to make sure our schools are improving. And if we're funding our schools like they're supposed to, we're supporting our schools, we're not going to have those issues because we're going to have great local schools.
What are some of the challenges that you see in this new position?
Every day is going to be a challenge, I'm excited about it. Every little thing is a challenge what we do, from dealing with the budget. There's so many entities that come in place. When you talk about Title I funding, Title II funding, grants that come in, grant proposals, cafeteria service, bus services, everything we do deals with so many entities that don't deal with the students. But everything does deal with the student. But it doesn't have an effect on education. But yes, it does. But sometimes we don't think of it, just transportation, picking kids up in the morning. That's a huge process that goes on every day and has to take place. The feeding of the students in the cafeteria every day. It's a lot of process that goes on.
Obviously, there's challenges on the operational side, but as we look at the administrative side and your familiarity with the school board, how might that affect your role in superintendent?
Well, if you read the newspaper and see the news, in the media and outlets and all that, it's very easy to show a dysfunctional school board. But let's talk about our dysfunctional school board for a second. They argue in public. Sometimes I don't think they need to. But on the opposite side of that is they've had a surplus budget now for 6 or 7 years, and we maintain about a $12 million surplus. So they're good financial stewards with the money. The other thing is I think they're all for kids also. I think we have to sit down and talk to each one of them. One of the first things I plan to do when I become the superintendent and take over is to sit with each individual board member and say, give me your concerns. What are your concerns, what we need for your district, for your constituents? What are you lacking in your constituents? Because each district is different. They have different set of problems that come with, at different times, and they're all not the same. Every kid is not the same. A teacher will tell you that real fast. 25 kids in the classroom. So we're going to talk to each board member, find out what the concerns are, write them down. once we get those concerns, we'll come together as a group, all seven board members, myself, central office, and sit down and say, okay, this is how we plan to address these concerns you have. And sometimes we'll look at them and say, we can't fix this today. So that's the hard part, is letting folks know that it's not, it can't fix it today. It may take some time. But as far as our board, I plan to talk to them, work with them, listen to them, what they have to say, and get an agreement with them. And listen, guys, this is what we want to do. And if we're not in for it, we don't need to be coming out with stuff on the agenda that we're going to vote down. If we're not for it, you know, I can ask them that, you know, say, are you for this? You know, what do you stand with it? I don't want to bring proposals to the board and be told, no, it's no good, no, it's no good. I'm going to have spoken to those guys, the board members, before we come to a board meeting and say, do you like this proposal? And if the answer is no, tell me what you don't like about it. What can we fix? How do you want to propose it? Help me input. Give me some input right here, because I don't carry all the knowledge. There are many people out there a lot smarter than I am, and I'm going to plan to use those folks to help me in any process I can. And we're going to lean on the board for their suggestions. We'll lean on our principals, our teachers, our parents, to find out what can we do to make school district better. And if we do that one step at a time, over time, we'll get better every day.
Well, Brent, you use the analogy, we can't fix it in a day. They're sticking by their plan to offer you a one-year contract. How do you respond to that as far as trying to get things accomplished in 1 year's time?
Well, I thought about that. You know, yeah. I'm giving up my job that I believe safe and secure for a one-year position. But when I look at it as a whole, 16 years ago when I moved here from Dallas to Neville High School, I laughed and joked with Dr. Cannon. I took a one-year contract and signed a one-year contract. I was fine with 1 year because I said, you know what, at the end of 1 year, if they don't like me, then I'll go off and get another job somewhere. And I thought about that the other day when they were talking about the one-year deal. And I thought, you know, I'm going to work hard. And if things go the way they're supposed to, I think when we show effort, things will happen. I think good things will happen. And will everything be great? Absolutely not. We'll have our differences as we go along, but we're gonna work them all out. But I'm comfortable with the 1 year. I've made that decision. You know, I thought about in negotiations asking for more and all that right there. And in the end, I said, you know what? I'm going to show them in 1 year that we're going to make this place, Monroe City, a better school system. And I'm excited about doing that.
Brent Vedrine is the superintendent-elect for the Monroe City School System. Brent, congratulations, and look forward to talking to you very soon in the future here.
Thanks. Appreciate it. And have a good, great day.